the kinds of resources we have here in town and really leveraging them, as well as bringing in new resources. And really we're focusing on three parts: the Midland Theater, which now, have you seen the dumpster in front of it?
I have not.
Oh, no. Yeah. Okay. So we really do have construction going on. Okay. It's really, really exciting. And by next spring, late spring, we will have the front of the house open, which means the lobby, the concession stand, the ballroom, the mezzanine, all kinds of little places where we can bring people in while we move forward and finish the backstage area and then move on to the house. So we are very excited about that. So Coffeyville's Reawakening is the theater, and really turning that into a multi-purpose entertainment and educational center. It's also the neighborhoods, and that's how kind of I got involved in it, because of the housing, although that's a separate piece. But we look at what we can do to make the neighborhoods, to upgrade them, make them more pleasant and livable, and that's how the community gardens began. We have three of them. We have an orchard on 9th Street in the 900 block, and we have the 1205 location, and we have South Willow, where we have a tomato garden. Now, I will have to say that this heat this summer is killing us. Everybody, I don't know anybody who's saying, oh, wow, we're getting, you know, great veggies. Yeah. Most people are saying they're burned up. But we have been keeping them alive, and we're hoping that we have some post-summer tomatoes. So anyway, we have the gardens. And then the third thing is the historic downtown. And, there's a lot going on. Some things we can talk about, some things we're working on. It's not wise to announce because they're not formalized yet. But we have people moving in. We have new businesses moving in. And Christmas on the Plaza is a very big deal that Coffeyville's Reawakening started. And that really kicks in right after Thanksgiving and brings a lot of new people into Coffeyville, as well as people back into the town who lived here. So the theater, historic downtown, and the neighborhoods, that's what Reawakening's all about.
Yeah, three really big things that have a lot of work gone into over the last few years. Because you guys, how long have you guys been doing? It's been a few years now.
Yeah, it's been about 3 years, a little over 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew it was pre-COVID.
Yeah,
yeah. Which you had to work
pre-COVID.
through all that as well.
Well, so, COVID really hurt us on the gardens with volunteers. And, you know, you still have to, the vegetables don't understand that it's COVID. So we can't have weeds and things because we don't have volunteers. So we survived through COVID. We survived through the heat. So we feel like we're pretty resilient.
Yeah. All right. Well, and that's the thing about you. This is a good test about how people could grow some vegetables.
We don't need to be tested anymore,
yeah,
though.
We're ready to move forward.
Rock and roll.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So one of the things with the Midland Theater as part of Coffeyville Reawakening is the movie night. First one is tomorrow.
Oh, we are so excited. You know, one of the things that people are talking about doing is making it more than just a movie night. And really, when you think about movie night, it's an outdoor feature that's right outside the Midland in Union Pacific Park, and that area has really been developed and is going to continue to be developed as a lovely, lovely addition to our downtown area. So people can come in, they can sit, they can bring their chairs, they can bring blankets, they can picnic, and we have some people who are going to tailgate tomorrow night, which I think is a great idea.
Yeah.
I mean, we could take it to the art of tailgating. I don't know if you've ever been to a great football game where people have like folding tables and tablecloths.
Yeah.
And I mean, tailgating can be a big, big
full
deal.
Grills and
Right. Wouldn't it be fun to see that evolve? Yeah. Just close off 9th Street and 10th Street. Close off Coffeyville and tailgate and
downtown,
come to the movie.
There you go. Yeah. And I think the addition of the pocket park there is going to help with that.
Yeah. That, you know, I've had a couple of realtors say, boy, does that make a difference when we go downtown and we show new people around. And, you know, we do have a lot of people from out of state who are moving here. Many are returning. But we have several families who are moving here who have never lived in Coffeyville. And they look around. They want to get out of the rat race. They want a place that's affordable. And many of our old homes are being purchased by people who are going to renovate them. So it's really, really exciting. And we're trying to get them involved also in things like movie night, the Midland, the neighborhoods.
And we'll turn around quickly from the 25th or the 26th for movie night, and then September 9th. In 2 weeks, we'll have the second one.
Oh, yeah. Hey, were you around when we did Grease a couple years ago?
Yes.
Were you here?
I did not come.
Oh!
So the issue with being a Friday nights for movies. Now tomorrow I can make it out, but football season. I do high school football, so that always gets in the way.
Yeah,
so.
That's too bad that that's kind of a yeah. That's right, and that is a priority for you guys. I understand that's important too. So we have options. People say there's not a lot to do in Coffeyville, and here we go with options, yes. Which is wonderful for a Friday night. And we do have American Graffiti that's going to be showing on the 9th of September. And when we did Grease here a couple years ago, the restaurants kicked in, and some of them had decorations and special menus that were like 50s, 60s based. And so for American Graffiti, we'll let you know what we're going to do, but put it on your calendar, September 9th, Friday night, American Graffiti, because that's a great movie.
And there will be a cruise to go along with
it. Oh,
that.
That's yes. right. There's a cruise. Yes. Thank you for mentioning that. I should have mentioned it. So, and I'm not sure exactly when that will start, but I know the movie always starts around dusk. So the cruise will be probably an hour before that, and then they'll park their cars downtown. And a lot of times the people driving the cars are dressed up, and they have stories to tell. A lot of fun for kids and families to come to. That would also be a good tailgate night, yes, too, if you yes. don't come to the downtown restaurants, which we love to see people do, because yes. we want to frequent our restaurants.
At least bring some tailgating games.
With absolutely. You, some games absolutely.
Yep. So you hit on a little bit of the Midland progress, but kind of go over some of that again, and when about is that supposed to be done?
Well, the first part is going to be done 7 months from now. That's what they tell us, and I think Decker's pretty good about staying on schedule. So if we look at that, we're talking about probably late March, April, and we'll be looking at opening up the ballroom, which can hold 80, 90 people. We can do a variety of things in it, as well as small groups for entertainment, for educational workshops. We can have cultural art displays. We can do some theater activities. We had a great wine tasting during Union Pacific Park grand opening at the concession stand. And so we can do things like that. The lobby is a beautiful place for small luncheons. So we will have several areas that we can open up and get people into the theater experiencing it while we move forward with progress on the other areas. So it's really exciting.
Yeah, and this time next year you have that concession stand open up and you can just have the outdoor movies with the indoor concession.
Absolutely, that's yeah, right. That'll look, and that'll we can look really good. Expand it, you bet. So we're planning on all of those kinds of things. Right now we're meeting and looking at, you know, what are the programs we can put in and then step up so that as we open more and more areas, we can build on those programs. And that's really exciting because there's so many options to bring things to Coffeyville that we either don't have or we need to enhance. And the beautiful thing is we're working with the college, we're working with the District 445, Boys and Girls Clubs are always involved. So we're working with a lot of different groups. So it's a cooperative venture, and we're looking at enhancing or expanding what exists or introducing something new, not competing. It's wonderful.
All right. Well, looking forward to continuing to watch the updates on Midland and see that progress. But another portion outside of the Midland is the neighborhood.
Yep.
And you guys have done neighborhood contests.
We have.
For different things.
And in fact, I want to remind people that we have a painted door contest, and it will end on Labor Day. And so if you have not entered it, or you plan to, be sure you take a picture of the before and after. And what it is we will be giving a $100 reward to the best painted door. And the difference between the before and after will inform the judges. So get your paint out. Look at some things online, get some ideas, because a painted front door that's really all spruced up, and then usually people spruce up the area around it, really makes a difference in the front of the house. So you have Labor Day, you've got some time, and so this contest will end the day of Labor Day. Actually, it's at midnight on Labor Day, and we will judge it the next week, and then we will publish the winners. We'll let you know through KGGF.
All right. Yeah, and the front door that whole front area. We took a vacation, my family did, to Kansas City about a month ago or so, and we were driving through kind of a nicer neighborhood in KC area, and there were we just kept noticing doors after doors, and it's they can be real attention grabbers.
They really can be. When you know, when we did the houses on 9th Street, one of the things we decided to do was my husband's Norwegian, and so in Norway they paint the houses, and some of these houses are several hundred years old, and it's wonderful because they're very colorful. The little towns are very colorful. So when we started redoing the houses on 9th Street, we decided to do them in colors because we had a lot of white houses in Coffeyville. And when we did that, we decided to do corresponding door colors, you know, that complemented but weren't the same. And we got so many compliments on it. And then up and down the blocks, you can see people have done the same thing. Really, really makes a difference. So the paint the door contest, take a picture before, a picture after, post it on our Coffeyville's Reawakening website, and we will contact you and talk to you about where we are with the contest and pick a winner by the end of the day on Labor Day. Well, we'll pick a winner the week after. You have until midnight on Labor Day to enter the contest.
All right, and we talked about the gardens a little bit, but outside of fighting the heat, how are things with the gardens going?
Well, we have an orientation for the 16 new Boys and Girls Club members who will be coming in, and that starts after Labor Day. And then we'll be looking at putting together our teams for pumpkins. The kids planted a pumpkin patch and a watermelon patch this summer, and so far they've survived. We don't know what we're going to get, what kind of produce we're going to get yet, but we are protecting them with shade. So we'll be doing the pumpkin patch and the watermelon patch, and then we'll be preparing for the winter by getting things cleaned up. We're also building a greenhouse there, thanks to a grant that we received. And we have, this is interesting, because you know when you read something on like an Amazon or in a catalog, it says easy assembly, 3 or 4 hours. So we knew when we saw that and they said easy assembly, 3 or 4 hours, that probably we would need help. And so we contacted some people, and we found someone who just moved here recently. And honest to goodness, he's a rocket scientist. He's a structural engineer, rocket scientist. So we brought him out to the garden, and he looked at the boxes, and he got the instruction book, and he was reading it. And we said, "Can you do it?" And he looked at us and said, "I worked for NASA and built the cargo bay doors on the Challenger. I can probably figure this out." So we said, "Great, great." And then he read the instruction book, and he goes, "Maybe." So we think we might have found somebody who can help us.
Yeah, those instructions are a little deceiving.
Oh,
sometimes,
man,
you know?
Yeah. At least in our older ages, we have gotten smarter. We don't even open things up and take them out and try to put them together. We try to find the talent to do it.
Find someone else.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
So what kind of other projects or partnerships are you guys kind of working on with Reawakening?
Okay, well, the last thing we're doing with the gardens is we're forming a partnership with District 445, the school system. They have a whole new approach to serving food to the kids. It's called child nutrition. And in fact, they don't even call themselves food service anymore, where they put the, you know, 3-day-old or 3-week-old cupcakes in plastic on a tray. I mean, they're making things from scratch. I don't know if you've seen the websites, but they have fresh vegetables. They have fresh. I saw the biggest pan of fresh strawberries. I wanted to run over there and have lunch over there. Now, how many times do you ever want to go to school and have lunch?
Exactly.
I mean, it's amazing. And the food looks tremendous. And the people who are eating it, both the kids and the teachers who go in, are telling everybody about it. It's wonderful. So we're going to form a partnership and really look at what we can do in the garden to help supply that produce as well as supply it to Genesis, our food pantry. So we're going to work with the executive directors of both and look at laying out the gardens next year with the kids and look at where we have the kids' gardens, where we have the regular gardens, and how we supply that in a way that's really logical and organized and really meets a wider community need. So we're excited about that. Take some planning, but thank Pathways, our Pathways grant with Blue Cross Blue Shield Foundation, and then the LHEAT greenhouse that we got, the grants we are getting, really, really made a difference. So we will have a place to put things, grow things and put things. So that's
good.
Great.
That's good. Good to hear. All right. And then you guys, volunteers are very important to Reawakening.
Oh, We really need volunteers. And, you know, the thing is, people think volunteers, it's a full-time job. It can be, but it doesn't have to be. We could have a volunteer like the rocket scientist who's going to put together our greenhouse. If he can do it in 4 hours, he's a four-hour volunteer. And we have people who will come over for an hour and weed, help us seed, help us do things. People who will come over for an afternoon, people who will help with events. So again, if you go on Coffeeville's Reawakening website and message us and let us know you're available, or drop into Reawakening headquarters at 115 9th Street downtown, leave us your contact information, we will get you involved. And if it's not the gardens, it might be the Midland Theater helping us sit down, break up for movie nights, be at events. The other day we were at the college doing a table for service and talking to the college kids about how they can serve. And we had volunteers there. Lots of opportunities.
All right. Well, as we approach the top of the hour here, wrapping up, is there anything else you want to add before we kind of finish it up here?
Well, we're really encouraging people who have quit and stayed in Coffeeville to get involved. It's really hard to kind of get up and go, and especially if you've been discouraged or you've tried something that didn't work. But that's not the way it is now. And so we want people to get involved, to give it a chance, and we need you to make our town reawaken, because it is awakening, and we're excited about it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, I enjoy seeing the things you guys have done. Looking forward to getting a look at the renovated Midland as well. So appreciate you stopping in. We'll talk to someone from Reawakening next week
as
well.
Thank you.
All right. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.